Let me ask you something. What if nothing changed, even when you did? You take the time to think something through, and you decide you're going to handle it differently this time. And you follow through on that decision in a way that feels deliberate. Yet you still find yourself back in a situation that feels familiar enough to recognize without needing to break it down. And that feeling tends to stay with you longer than you expect. This is Echoes from the Peak. There are situations where you can feel the shape of what is about to happen before anything has fully unfolded. And it is not because you are predicting it as much as it is because you have experienced something close enough to it that the pattern begins to show itself early. You walk into a conversation with a different mindset than you had before. You listen more closely than you used to, and you respond in a way that reflects more awareness. Yet you can feel the direction forming in a way that you recognize. And that recognition does not need effort. It simply shows up. Now, at first, it is easy to move past that experience because it fits into something people are used to telling themselves, which is that change takes time and that one moment does not shift everything. Now you stay with it because it feels reasonable, and you continue making adjustments in how you approach things, whether that is how you communicate, how you listen, or how you respond in situations that would have played out differently before. There is an expectation that those adjustments will eventually connect to a different outcome. The shift begins when you notice that the outcome does not move in the way that you expected. Even after you have made those adjustments more than once and you find yourself in another situation that feels different on the surface but carries the same structure underneath. The details change, the tone may be different, and the context may not be identical. Yet the result brings you back to a place that feels familiar enough that you do not need to question it. That is where it starts to stay with you in a different way. Because now it is not just a moment, it is something that repeats. Now the second time rarely feels like a coincidence. You recognize it faster, and you start to pay closer attention to what is happening. And it's not because you're trying to control it. It's because something about it feels too consistent to ignore. You adjust it again, sometimes in a smaller way, maybe a more deliberate way, and you watch how it plays out. And again, you find yourself back in a place that feels close enough to the same that it confirms what you were starting to notice. And that is where the pattern begins to feel real. By the time it happens again, it does not feel like something new. It feels like something you are now aware of. You do not walk into it expecting to be different in the same way you did before. And even though you still adjust to how it shows up, there is a part of you that is already watching for where it will land. That changes how you experience it because now you are not only in the moment, you are observing it at the same time. Now, this becomes more visible when it involves people you have history with, because those interactions carry memory even when no one speaks about it directly. So you decide to approach someone differently. You give them more space than you did before. Maybe you choose to be more direct where you used to hold back. And you follow through on that in a way that feels intentional. And you expect something in that exchange to move. But instead, the interaction settles into a place that feels consistent. Consistent with what has happened before. Even though you know you did not approach it the same way. And that is where it becomes harder to ignore. It shows up in other parts of your life in ways that are less obvious at first, because you're not always looking for it there. You make a change that matters to you, something that reflects how you want to show up differently, and you stay consistent with it long enough to expect it to create movement. You expect the situation to respond to that change. And the result feels close enough to the same that it draws your attention back to it. And that is where it starts to connect. This is where most people start looking for a reason. Because it feels like there should be something that explains it. So you begin to question whether you have missed something. Maybe there's an adjustment that you have not made yet that would finally move things in a different direction. And that search, well, it can stay longer with you than you expect. Because it feels like the answer should be there if you just look at it the right way. But the pattern, it does not change. If you stay with it long enough, something begins to stand out in a way that is difficult to ignore. It is not only about what you are doing, it is about what has not changed around you. You start to recognize that your adjustment is real, but it exists inside a larger structure that has not moved. And that structure continues to shape the outcome in a way that brings you back to the same place. And that realization does not come all at once. It builds. There is an expectation that change should create movement. And when that connection does not show up in a way that you can see it, it becomes more difficult to understand what is actually driving the situation. The effort is there, the intention is there, and the adjustment is real. Yet the result remains consistent in a way that does not match what you thought would happen. And that disconnect is where the tension sits. Most people see more of this than you realize, even when they do not speak to it directly, because they can see the difference in how you approach situations, and they can also see what remains the same. That combination shapes how they interpret what is happening, and it influences how they decide to respond in their own way. It becomes part of the environment. There is a point, though, where something begins to come into focus. And it's not as a clean answer, but as a shift in how you understand what is happening. you begin to recognize that change on one side does not always move the outcome on its own, and that there are other elements that carry weight in how things unfold. That understanding, it changes how you approach it, even if it does not resolve it immediately. I believe most people expect that when they change something about how they show up, it will create movement in what follows. And that expectation is what gives them confidence in making those adjustments. There are times where that connection is not immediate, and the situation holds in a way that does not reflect the change that was made. That does not erase the change. It shows you that there is more in play than one side of it. That is today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If nothing changed even when you did, what is still in place that has not moved? And what would need to shift for the outcome to become something different? I am Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.